Yishin, because of that, Midravona, he's mechuyev to be keli from the keli. Al kol chokesh lisma bazali sedeye, disvile, bimokim shetzolach klipe, shore bidi eved, beloi klipe. So in other words, so he says, so here, so in other words, if let's say a keli became osa, because a nisa was kovish for 24 hours, let's say at 6 o'clock Sunday morning, he was kevish yayin esach, in it. And it stayed there in that kele for until 6 o'clock Monday morning. So then after 6 Monday morning, he cooked a certain tafshil shalheter. So that tafshil shalheter, even if he doesn't have shishim like the klipe of the kele, so it's still muter. Why? Because since it only involves the Rabbonon, so memele, we rely on the shite of the Rosh and of the Rambam, that where klipe is required. So memele, So the evet it's muta beloi klipe. Now, so how is it that the taz only? So in Chaname, so what the taz means here is that we rely on the psak of the mechaber and Ramo in Simen Tzadik Aleph. Even though the taz in Simen Tzadik Aleph was masik against the Ramo as to why he was makil and he relied on the shita of the Rambam when the shita of the Rivo is kineged. But here, he says, we can rely the Eved on the Psak of the Mechaber and the Ramo in Simen Tzadik Aleph. Now, and the Primigodin points out that the Taz in Simen Tzadik Gimel is Seisar himself. Here he says that when a certain Kele became Osa, through Kovush, and then you are Mevashel, in it, so even if you don't have shishim neged klipe, so it's also mutar eved, because the eved we rely on the psak of the mechaber and ramo in Simen Tzadik Aleph, that where something is only osak de klipe, so the eved even without klipe and without shishim neged klipe, so it's mutar, but in Simen Tzadik Gimel. Turn to Simen Tzadik Gimel. Daf Rei Zayin, Omud Aleph. The last line. The Yikya. Daf Rei Zayin, Omud Aleph. The last line in the Taz. In Simen Tzadik Gimel. The Yikya. In Mishtaye Meisleis, Hacholov Bikli, Afilu Miyoshin, Ubishlu Boy, Moso, Teich Meisleis, Lishius. Okay, now, keep near like Zayti Bo, Shein, Lehokil klal veyikya im nishtaye meis leis hacholov bichli afilu miyoshin ubishlo beibosal teich meis leis lishias hacholov dehadikim bishonamish. So in other words, suppose you kept milk in a certain kele for 24 hours. Then after that you cooked bosal in the same kele. Now, so the kele absorbed minute droplets of milk. Why? Because it was kovush. Milk was kovush for 24 hours. Then, after 24 hours, so you cooked meat in it. So then, some droplets of milk were niflat, and they were absorbed by the meat that you cooked in the kele. So it becomes osa. So in other words, even though, now, so apparently, so the Primigodim says, and he says, what does it mean, the Havikim Bishlamamesh? You must have, even if you have shishi, Bishul Mamesh, so even if you have shishim neged the klipe, is not enough. You have to have shishim neged the whole kele, because we don't know how much it was beleya. So we take the maximum. So in other words, the Taz is Seisar himself. Here in Simen Kufei, he takes it for granted, like the Shite of Teisves and the Rajba, that Kovosh Arikim Bishul can only be Madliya Ibliya Moetis, to the klipe, not the Bliya Gmura Bisir Kolakli. But in Simen Tzadik Gimel, he assumes, like the Shite of the Rambam, that Kovosh Arikim Vushal, so it's Mivushal Mamesh. And it's Mivushal Mamesh, and it absorbs a Bliya Gmur. Alright? So that's strange, I mean, that there is such a sphere in the Taz. Alright, now, we left off at the Shach in Sivdal. Sifei. V'yeish eimen v'homokim u'maflit mavliya v'yisa kidiklim. V'rohu lochish, whose shita is it as the shita of the Rajma? V'rohu lochish lizoya b'dovo l'chatchim. Pirish, no, afilu u'dovo, shedarkei la'adichei, achakei, dioz muta la'amichei, al gabei, iser, tzeinei, Kedilil Risimen Tzadikale. Tzadikale. In other words, there is a halacha mentioned in Simen Tzadikale. In other words, when are you a muter, whether you are under what circumstances, is one allowed to place a chtiche of heter on top, tzimen, cold, on top of a chtiche of visatin. Let's say, suppose you have, let's say, a piece of meat, cold meat, that is heter, and there is a piece of cold meat that is treif. Are you allowed to put the cold meat that is kosher upon the cold meat that is treif? So you're not allowed. Why shouldn't you be allowed? After all, there couldn't be any bliya. So what's wrong in placing a one cold piece of meat that is heter upon another cold piece of meat that is iser? The answer is, true, there is no bliya, but some bein might be transferred. Might be transferred. There is always, so when you put one piece of meat, one chatich upon another, so some grease, even though it's cold, will be transferred from the surface of one chatichah to the surface of the other. But that bein can easily be removed by rinsing it. So then, if any bein sticks to the chatichah, so when you rinse it well, so it will be removed. But maybe he'll forget to rinse it. So because of that, one is not allowed lechatchile to put a chatichah heter upon a chatichah fisa, even though both are cold. Because maybe he'll forget to rinse it and to lead it with a little piece of grease of iser sticking to the chatichah. Masha'inkin, if it is a kind of chatichah that no person eats without rinsing it first, there are certain articles of food because that people out of cleanliness, so they will not eat it before they rinse it. So then you are allowed to put because if that chticha seter happens to be that kind of a food that no person will eat it without washing it first. So he says, so what does it mean? So in other words, like lechatchile, we should not put, let's say, in a cliche, a dovo shall heter in contact with a dovo shall iser, because lechatchila we have to be chishish for the shita sarashbo. There might be bliya, but the eved, if it did place a dovo shall heter on top of a dovo shall iser in a cliche, so it's not this. But lechatchila you shouldn't place a dovo shall heter in a cliche on top of a dovo shall iser, because we have to be cheshish. So why shouldn't he do it lechatchile? Because we have to be lechatchile. We have to be cheshish for shitas Rashbo. So the Shach was disturbed by the question: why do we have to resort to the shitas Rashbo? Lechatchile, you shouldn't do it anyway, because lechatchile you're not allowed to place a chtichas heta tzeinim gomo with a chtichas iser tzeinim gomo. So the nafkimina is, if it is the kind of a thing that people never eat without rinsing at first. So if it hadn't been a cliche, if it had been tzein and gomo, then you would be allowed lechatchile to put a dvar heter, tzein, and dvar iser, tzein. Because there is no choshe. Before he'll eat it, in all probability, he'll wash it first. So he'll remove any grease that might be transferred. Masha'inkin, if it's in a cliche, then he shouldn't put one on top of the other, because we have to cheshish lechatchile for the shita sarash. Alright, this is what he says. Pirish afilu do shedak ladiche haki. Does mutar anichal gabi isa tzeinen, kidu ilu visin in sabatek alev, mikomo kemochi ish lezoel chatchile midobo. Say, uvi sifri yarachti bidine yiru klishen, vichan echti bitach lisa kitzo, ma shenigia bishorosh yadin, das rashbam. So in other words, das rashbam, shivir ateis espirik damchato, superi kiro, vorosh varan, vishomu mod, chai bahal. That's the sheet of the Rashba. And the other Rishayim will agree that Iru has the same din as like his shein. Iru from the Klishin has this din like his shein. Now the sheet is a marshal, so is that the Klishin itself it can be mafli by itself, can be mavliak itself. But to be mafrit and mavliya together, that's not. says it came in mafli to mabli ki achot mi gishen. So that's one shita. That's the shita of the Rashba. Vidas Rabbi Netam. Vidas Rabbi Netam shivi kol anach poskim lishom di yiru mibashal kdei klip. A second shita is that yiru is mibashal kdei klip. Moitlerish. Umucha das Rashba mdi mikol mokim yiru mabli akdei klip. Even though the Rashbam shita is that yiru has a din of lishemi and it's not mivashel, so mivashel it's not, but mavliya it can be kiniklip Rashbam, because that's we have a gemara before ashes tatoy gova. So the gemara, what does the gemara say tatoy gova? If the bottom is hot and the top one, if the bottom one is hot, so then the whole thing becomes osa. But if the bottom one is cold and the top one is hot, so it only asas kiniklip. So what does it mean? In the bottom one, when you pour from a klirish upon a cold food, so then we say that to Igova. So the meal in the long run, even the thing that you pour, the hot water, let's say, that you pour upon the cold food, so even the hot water will become cold, but the first moment before it manages to cool off the hot water that is spilled on the cold thing at the bottom, so it manages to be mavliya kli klip. That the Gemara in Mishokim says because of tatoy gova. So if the tatoy is cold, so in the long run the top one also becomes cold. But ad meika bola kli klip. But that's yiru. The answer is that yiru is mavliya kli klip. But the Rashbam says that Iru has the same din like Lisheni. The answer is Iru has the same din like Lisheni. Just as Lisheni is not Mivashel, so Iru is not Mivashel either. So Iru is not Mivashel either. Iru is not Mivashel either. So in other words, so according, let's say, to the Rashbam, so let's say you're allowed to pour hot water. Hot water, let's say, upon Yedneich, and you're not on Shabbos, and you're not considered Mivashel, because Yiru has the same din like Klisheni, just as Klisheni is not Mivashel, so Yiru is not Mivashel either. But the Gemara in Psochim says that when you are Mi'aref from Miklirishi, upon Neichel, so that is cold, so then it's Mavliak Liklipe. It's Mavliak Liklipe. So not because of Rishul, because there is Bliak Diklip. So even the Rashbam must agree that there is Bliak Diklip. Umuchach Radas Rashbam, Nikomo Kimiro Mavliak Diklip. Kini Imiro. Isar Iseyach Al Heter. Oy Cholov Al Gavi Boso. So, in other words, hot milk. He poured hot milk, upon meat. So Isar Diklip, so you have to peel off from the top, from the surface of the meat. But it's not Biteras Bishul. It's only Biteras Bliak. In other words, many poskim say that what is called bishul and what is called just blie, if something can do both, can accomplish both things at the same time, be mafli from one and mavliya in the other, then it's called bishul. But if it can only do one, either be mavliya or either be mafli, then it's not bishul. So he says, "Ukach mutala aris alatan geles limeil." In other words, so according to the Rashbam, one is allowed to pour hot water from a klirishi upon a chicken in order to enable him to pluck out the feathers quickly. According to the Rashbam, not according to Rav Netam. Because according to Rav Netam, so Yiru is mevashel to the klip. So that means that Yiru can be maflit and mavliak yachas. So in other words, when you pour, let's say, upon a chicken, hot water from a klirishin, so it is peeling the dam, from one moke in the chicken, and it is mavliya, the same dam, in another moke. So maybe the chicken becomes osa, according to Rav Netam. But according to Rashbam, so Yiru is not mivashe. It has a din of klisheni. So memele, it cannot be mavliya and be mafli together with vasachas. That's like bishul. It can only be mavliya by itself, or it can be mafli by itself. But in order to asa the chicken should become oser as a result of the fact that you poured hot water from a klavishin on the chicken, so you have to accomplish both things. To be mafli dam from one mokei,
and absorb it and be mavliya to another mokim, that here we cannot do according to Rashba.
According to the Rabbanan Tam, yes. So, ulikach mutal aris al tanagiles limil, vigamuchar das Rashbam, viklisheini eino mavliya klau, afilu kiliklik.
So, according to the Rashbam, so here is not as Ligabi Bishl has the same din as Klishen. So it's not Mivashal altogether. But it's Mavliak the Klippi.
Or it's Mavli Klippi. But it's not Mavliya U Mavli, that's Bishl. So, but according,
but Klishen Mamesh is not even Mavli. Is not even Mavliya.
Kiliklippi, nothing at all. Vidas Rabretam, Shevi Kulach Boskin Lil, Muhar Bisfirle, Diro, Kmoishen Mivashal Bikule, Kahin Mavliya Bikule.
With the loyalty marshal, we choose a simon samachweis, she called Ramtam Shevi Rosh, Mavliya Bikule. We preach a simon samaches cause of Ramtam Shevi Rosh, Mivashal Bikule. You tomua, with tomua, Umuhach Namidas Ramtam, the real.
The Klisheni in the Mavliya Kliklip. So Ramtam is also made, even though Ramtam is Chilik and Rashbam. Whereas the Rashbam holds that he who has no Bishul is not Mivashal at all. It's not Mavliya Mavlikechot. Ramtam holds that Iru is Mivashal Kedeklipe. It's Mavliya Mavlikechot. So if, let's say, you poured hot water upon a chicken, you are Melech, so then the chicken becomes also a Kedeklipe. Why? Because it's Mavli the dam from one spot, and it's Mavli at another spot.
But Klisheni, Ramtam is also made. Is not Mavliya even Kedeklipe. Not like the Rashbos shit.
Alright. Umuchach name Rav Das Rametam, the Lil, the Klisheni Mavliya Kedeklipe, Vim Kindas Kol HaPoskin de Lil, Vasmag Mechlolom, Shein Vim Shiras Rametam, Udloi Kishim Mekos of Marshal Bisaveta Shalei, Simul Amid Gimel, Dili Smag Afilit Lecheres Bileya Bichlisheni, Vikolchkin Vamach, Vichin Das Arbe Poskin, Vashini Vachini, Vikolchkin Mavliya Klau, Vichin Posak, so when the Marshal says Afilit Lecheres, so he doesn't mean no, because Klicheres is much more porous than Klimatres. He means Loimi Boye Nechel. Nechel is certainly more porous than any Kele. So Loimi Boye Nechel, but even a Kele like Klicheres, which is porous.
Beleya Bechlesheni. Vikolchkin Vamaychel, Chin Dasar Beposchlesheni Vachin, Dichlesheni Mavliya Klau, Vichin Poskara Vitirashatos, Vitein. So in other words, so the Shach mentioned so many poskim that say that Klisheni is not Mavliya even Kedeklipe. In other words, they're not Cheshish for the Shita Saraj. Alright.
Vitame. Vagoy is Berachayim. Rish Simen Tov Nale. Let's look at the Hagolean for Pesach.
Mashma di Seva di Klicheres Shemishtamish Bei Chometz Bichlusheni Osa. So it's Mashma from the Hagoyes of the Ramo in Erachayim Luches Pesach that if a klicheres was nishtamish chometz b'chlisheini, so it is oser. But why? After all, we David, we are not cheshish for the shittes harashbo. V'yulai mishum chumre de chometz. Maybe because there are many things we are machmer like the chometz. U'mikol mokim yesh lahachmir v'le'eser b'chlicheres v'mokim shinhefzit kol kach. B'kam v'shigam sh'arambam v'harashbo t'yazabai so'or u'chseivrim. So he says that where there is no hefzed, we should be cheshish for the shittes harashbo, ligabi klicheres, which is porous, but not ligabi matres, which is not so porous.
So he says, because the arishenim who hold that even nikli necheshes, nikli matres, so klisheni is mavliya. So too, we don't have to be machmir ligabi klisheni of matres, because that's not so porous. Machelinkin klicheres, that is more porous, we should be machmir. That's the shach zones. Shit. Ligam yesh peskim dafo gav di klisheni mevashel mikol mokei mavliya o mafli.
So what does it mean mavliya mafli? Mavliya by itself or mafli by itself, but not the two together. Vichim bidvar machol yesh likli mokish nefse king kosa avo akomponim ein leesa kuli piklisheni. So he says, so there are Rishenim who hold that it's Mavliya Kedeklipe. But there are no Rishenim who hold that Klisheni is Mavliya Bikule. Who is the one who says that Klisheni is Mavliya Bikule? That's only the Mashal. So the Mashal is a Yochid, so we don't have to be Cheshish for the Shiva Mashal. Our Koponas Kule. V'chei Mashal B'tshuves Shom, L'ikos al di Mavliya.
Eloquiliklipes. In other words, Vitamel Mashikos Bisifer Periko Abosa or Simon Alasakot. So there is a steer between two mashals. The mashal in Yamshal Shleime in Periko Abosa, so he says that Klisheni is Mavliya Bikulin. Mavliya by itself, or it's Mavli by itself Bikulin. Not the two together, but it's Mavliya Bikulin. But the mashal in his Sefer, in the Chuves, says no. That it can only be Mavliya Kliklipes. So apparently the mashal changed his view. And the Chuves, I think that the Chuves he wrote later. Alright. The Klisheni Mavli to Mavliya Kechot. So in other words, the Bach is even more machmir than the mashal. The mashal is machmir over and above all the other Rishenim, because among the Rishenim we only find the Shita of Rashban Ramban that it's Mavliya Kliklipe, but Bikulin not. And the mashal says that it's Mavliya by itself Bikulin, or Mavli by itself, but not the two things together Bikulin. But the Bach goes one step further, and he says that it's Mavlit and Mavliya Keachot Bikulin. It can do both. In other words, according to the Bach, if you take a chip and you put it in a klisheni that is still warm, that you couldn't keep your finger comfortably therein, so then the chip will become osa. Why? Because as a result of the chip being put in the warm water of a klisheni, so dam was niflat from one spot in the chicken and it was absorbed by another spot in the chicken, so the chicken becomes osa. This is a very important shach, and it's negiel maisi. You know, this is one of the things that happens many times. You know. So if you don't have a separate stove, even if you have separate grates, you know, and separate gas ranges, but on one stove, so you set aside, let's say, these two for meat and these two for milk. So many times it happens that, let's say, some milk spills, overflows, and it falls into a pot of meat, or vice versa. Some soup sometimes, you know, spills and it falls into milk. Now, so there are two kinds of irus. There is the iru of kiluach sheini nifsak, where there is a continuity of flow, and there is another kind of iru where it's a kiluach hanifsak. Let's say if just a few drops of milk spill into a pot of meat, so there is no continuity of flow. It just overflew something, and it was nifsak kiluach. So the shach says here. Vanan kaimalon lechumra diiru deklerishin mivashel kdeklip vehilkach liin shabes ubasabicholov osak veafilu biiru shenifsak akiluach mavliya mideklip mie kdeklipel ikulal uchmeshekos vaaposkim uchdemura befirakitzatze. So he says that even nifsak akiluach is mavliya kdeklip lekulal, but there is a change of expression. Ligabei iru ovei en iru shalohim nifsak akeluach. He says vehilkach liin shabes ubasa becholov osa vafilu biiru shenifsak akeluach mavliya midekliy pelikol alme. He doesn't say vafilu biiru shenifsak akeluach mivashel kedeklipe. That he doesn't say. He only uses the expression vashel kedeklipe vis-a-vis shalohim nifsak akeluach, but vis-a-vis nifsak akeluach. Vis-a-vis nifsak akeluach, he doesn't use the expression mivashel. It's only mavliya. Now let's see what the Nikudas HaKesef says here. Ayin b'simen tzadik beis, siv zayin ba'agoes, uvishach shom, v'tzorek lechalek. Ayin shom. Now let's see what is mentioned in simen tzadik beis, siv zayin. Now, in Siv Zion, there are more. In Nifsak, the second line from the end of the Omid, It's Daf Reish Daled Omud Beis in the Agoyes Ramor, the second line from the end of the Omud. V'kiluach min agdeiro v'sachas shehol achel deiro tzeinenes. Suppose you had two gderes on the same stove. One was a gderes tzeinenes with milk, and there was a gderes v'sachas with meat and soup. So suppose some drops of soup, of leishike soup, were niklach, spilled into the gderes tzeinenes of milk, or vice versa. אם נפסק הכילוח מן הגדירו ריסחס קדם שהגיע לציינן הבנמק היא קלישני and קלישני, the עבד we pass in is all right is מותה ואם לא נפסק הווה קיירו והגדירו הציינן נסחו אם היה צילדס בכילוח הנגיע בגדיר so here there are more passings לגבי בסבחולו that if there is an ירו from a גדירו ריסחס of בוסו into a gdeira tzinenes of cholov or vice versa. So then it depends. If the kiluach is lo nifzak, then it asks. Because here is mevashel ki deklip. But if it's nifzak ha kiluach,
there is no continuity of flow. So then
it's muter. So the nekudes hakesef is asking against himself. Here he says, v'adiyo ki kulish mevashel ki deklip. ואם כך בין שבס הוא בסוף בכל אבוסה ואפילו בירו שנפסק הכילוח מבליע מכניק קליפה לכל העומה לכל העומה so that words even a kiluach hanifsak asses kiniklipe but the other there are more paskins in Sinan Tzadik Beis
that if the kiluach is nifsak it doesn't ask
even though it's yatsa ledes so that's his kash I am the Sinan Tzadik Beis if zayin
we shach shom but the shalom there doesn't say anything that is very important.
What is the Tzorach L'chalik? So what's the difference between here and there?
So the obvious pshat, and you'll see, I mean, from many of the Nisi Kelim, that this is the pshat in the Likudes HaKesef. The obvious pshat in the Likudes HaKesef is that Kiluach, you see that the Shach himself is midayik in his losh. Vis-a-vis Kiluach Shein Nifzak, he says it's Mivashel Kedeklip. But vis-a-vis Kiluach HaNifzak, he doesn't say Mivashel. Mavliya miya kidei klip likulaomi. So bishul there isn't. So memele by shor isurim itosa mit rabbonon kiluach hanifzak itosa. Mashein kim by bosam cholov that there are bishlos of teiro. So even though the chachomim asert kovu sharikim bishul, but kiluach hanifzak is not even mosam mit rabbonon because since by bosam cholov the Torah asert only there are bishul and kiluach. Hanifzak is not bishul, you see from this lashon. So you could say it's not bishul, but the chachomim it's also midrabanan anyway. Like kovush, kovush is also like basa b'cholov midrabanan. Kovush are yikum bishul. So maybe kiluach hanifzak too. So he says no. Since klisheini is not also by basa b'cholov, so mimele the chachomim didn't ask even kiluach hanifzak. This is the pshat. This is the mechalik, and you'll see it in Sinan Tzadik Beis that is the pshat. In Sinan Tzadik Beis, now in Sinan Tzadik Beis, the same Ramot. So there is Yad Ephraim, Reb Ephraim Zalman Margolis, at the bottom. So he says there on top. He says. ונפסק הווה קיירו וניתסס יד אפרים וכוסה ושלס ותשובס תשובס חי סימן יד א' דיבירו של נפסק התלוח שעושה מדינה אין להוקר וצורך סמך נגד הקליפה ובנפסק התלוח יש לי סמך להתם וכן כוסה וסייפה החמד מישה ושם ירח מישה ומכל שמיבוסה בחולות שבלו יביש לו דרבונון ובשור יסון יש להחמיה כשין הפסק וגדירו שבו על דהירו שנפסק הכלוח יש להתיר אח השיאס מישראל. So he says, בשור איסורים, if it's נפסק הכלוח יש לאח מיה כשנפסק. In other words, if there is הפסק מרובה, if there is הפסק מרובה, so he can be maker. But that's not in line with the שח, in the שחיה. Because he says here, ואפילו ביירו שנפסק הכלוח מבלי אמיר כדי קליפה לכל העם צדק מיר בשור יסורים הקודם כדי שח איזוסה but the other אחרים הוא אחרי כאן לשח so ממילא יד אפרים רב אפרים זלנו מגולס he passed on the show he saw him if there is no hefset no hobe so you have to be machmir but by bosa becholof שבלוי בישל הוא דרבנון so even שלוי בימוק עם הפסד מרובה we can be make so that's the pshat where did he get the distinction so that's the pshat in this Nikudes HaKesed when he says vitzorich mechalik because there we deal with bosa becholof and the, so by bosa becholof there are bishlo sotero so true the chachomim asser certain things kovush arikum vushu so but by Kluach HaNipsach that's like Lisheini the Chachom didn't answer but by Shogi Suri Mitzoseh Midrabon Mitzoseh Midrabon alright now Vafilu Biru Shenipsach HaKluach Mavli Amirik Likulipa Likulau Uch Meshikos Vapos Uch Dimucha Beferik Yisatzen Viafo Gavdi Midivri Arab Simen Samechez If you'd hear it Dimire Mikli Rishinal Tanegir Eslimayug Vinipsach HaKluach In Tzorich Afilu Klite Haile Mishum Dene Mafrit Umavli HaKechot אבל מכל מוקי מבליה ואוכל משמע להדיה so he says ואף אגב דברעב נראה דימירו מקלרישנה אותה דנגיל אסלמיוגו וניפסק הכלוח עם צורך אפילו קליפה so because of that some פוסקים so come to the conclusion that ניפסק הכלוח is not even מבליה so the שח says no there we have to in order that the chicken should become osea so two things must happen
it must the dam must be niflat from one mokeim from one spot and it must be absorbed by another spot so that is like bishl so by teluach shaloi nifsak so it's mevashel for the klipe so it can accomplish both things but by teluach hanifsak not mashein keim to be mavli that teluach hanifsak can do
מי הוא הנושן מאף מבלי ככה אנטון מבלי אבוך המשמע להדיה מתייסד לזבוכי ועמוד חי והגוי סושפה והרן דסיפה ולזורי מי הוא ודאי דיסגי בקליפה ואין מבלי היסר ואוכל מוכח נודקוס לאפוסקי לתורם חבר סימס הליג א' סיב ד' בכל עוב ריסי אחשנוף הרבוס הציינן דיקן את הבוס הרומותה וכן הוא בשעס פרק את הציינן שם וכל חיים היינו דווקא כשיעצו לדס בי אבל אין היעצו לדס בי אפילו הוא קלרישן שעימד על האיש in a secret but if it's not yet let's say if you could keep your finger comfortably so then even if it stands on fire you know sometimes if you just put a pot with water on fire and it was been standing on fire only for 2 minutes so you could keep your finger in that pot that is on fire if it had been on fire only for 2 minutes so even if it stands on fire it's not awesome if it's not yet let's וכן פוסקו הפייסקים רישיינים ואחרינים בדוח תטובה וכן כוסף משל פרק לבוס עשים אין עליו אלו שהחקרים כוסף ומשל עם פרק לבוס מסתפין אלו הוקל בכלי רישיין שאין מידע לו איש כל זמן שהוא חם אפילו אין היה צוורס בי דו עושה החוקל לכלי רישיין כניסה בירושל זאת אומרת, זה ירושל דירושל מן פרקי עושה עושו החוקל לכלי רישיין שאין היה צוורס בי So the Mashal understood the Yerushalmi saying that if the Klirishin, now we have two kinds of Klirishin. We have a Klirishin on fire and then we have a Klirishin on fire. So the Yerushalmi, so the Mashal assumes that Yerushalmi is reference to a Klirishin on fire. So Klirishin, now, so of course, Midera I say if it's not Yatzilades, there cannot be any Bishl, there cannot be any Bli, nothing. It doesn't make any difference even if it stands on fire. But the Yerushalmi says that a klirishin on fire so also achoke so it's also amid rabban so it's also amid rabban so he says the also achoke the klirishin shina yad shalat is day vayne shein no it is a al mistapin al hoke the klirishin shein yad reish kol zman shocham apun yad shalat is day the also achoke the klirishin ki di yise birushalm so the mashal is not difficult at all so, on the contrary you see this din, I mean that something should be osir even if it's not yatzeledes bay so then the question arises so that's inconceivable so then so what is called tainet but according to the marshals pshatni yoshalme there is a special drabonon that if it stands on fire So then, the Chachomim made a special takoni. So Memela, even if it's called mamish, suppose it stands on fire and it's freezing. Let's say, I mean, if it could happen. Let's say if it was below zero, if the temperature of that was below zero, and then you put it on fire, so after a few minutes, it might still be very cold. So, but as long as it stands on fire, so then it mitrabonon it's also. But the shach has another pshat in that yosha. V'lo yoraditi lisintaitim. Da'ed Yerushalme perikiro yise diyoso ha'chokim liklerishin she'ein ha'yad sheletes bei. V'ayne she'ein ha'yad shlita bei. Da'ayne ha'yad sheletes bei. Avo kishayad sheletes bei mu'chachosom Yerushalme lehetid ishol ikol ha'omen. So the shach says the pshat in the Yerushalme is just the reverse of what the mashal for. The lashon of the Yerushalmi is also achokel iklirishin shein hayat shuletes be. So the marshal understood it as a sin, not as a shin. After all, we don't have any dats and any kudes in the Yerushalmi. So the marshal understood it as a sin. So letes and tzamech and sin is mischalvin. So memele he understood it also in the sense of also achokel iklirishin shein hayat soy letes. As if there had been a samech, ein hayat soy ledes. Vayne shayat shlita bei. No, there also a chokol erishin. But the shach says no, that this is a shin, not a sin. So it means also a chokol erishin shein hayat shoy ledes boy. What does it mean? Vayne shein lehayat shlita bei. Dayne hayat soy ledes bei. In other words, he feels uncomfortable. In other words, he has the full control over his fingers. If it is very hard, so he doesn't have the full control over the fingers. So in other words, he explains it just in the reverse. According to the Shach. Now, but the Mashal's Pshat, according to the Mashal's Pshat in the Yerushalmi is not strange at all. So it's a special Rabbanon. It's a special Rabbanon. Even though the Yerushalmi really has reference to Shabbos, but it seems the Mashal applies it to Yisurim too. In other words, so by Shabbos too, in other words, let's say, you are allowed to put, let's say, an apple or anything, any food article, let's say, in hot water, warm water that is lukewarm, it's not yatsi lettuce. Let's say it's 100 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's not yatsi lettuce. You could keep your finger comfortably. So then you're allowed to put, let's say, food article in that kind of water, even if it's in a clarish. So you're allowed to put it in a clarish no fire. But suppose you have water on fire, but the temperature is less than 100 degrees. So you should also be allowed to put something there. Because after all, if it's not yet lettuce, even though it stands on fire, you should be allowed. So the Yerushalmi says, also achoke. L'klerishin aleish. Shein hayat lettuce. The other way. Because since it's on fire, so mit rabon it's also. So the Yerushalmi doesn't say that if you put a dvar heter, in something that is osir, and it's on fire, it'll come osir. Then the Yerushalmi doesn't say. But since the Yerushalmi says that Gavi Shabbos, there is an Issa Bishlam Rabbanon, so mainly it applies to Yisurim. So it's a special Rabbanon, so no matter how cold it is, even if you could visualize that the water should be freezing, but if it stands on fire, So with Rabbanon there is an Issa Bishul, so melee it will last. That's the Pshat in the Yerushalmi according to Mashal. But the Shach says no. The Pshat in the Yerushalmi is just the reverse. In Ayachu Letis Bay. Also Achok Lishin Ayachu Letis Bay. There is a choke for a Klishin where the hand has no control. In other words, where the hand is uncomfortable and is instinctively disposed to take away the hand. That's, so in other words, it is Yatzeledes. So then there is Bishul. Then it happens. But if it's in Yatzeladesh, even though it's on fire, there is no Bishul, not even Midrabonon. And it doesn't Asa.
So the Kashi is, and this is what the Gilyam Arsho points out. So he says,
That's the main kasha against the Shach's pshat. According to the Shach, Yerushalmi says also a chokel iklerishin sheinayat shoyletes bay, that the hand, the fingers have no control, that it's very hot, that the moment the hand touches the water, it is instinctively pulls it back. The person instinctively pulls it back. In other words, it's very hot. So also achoke means it's mivashel mirabonon. Why should it be mivashel mirabonon? Why should it be mivashel mirabonon? So it should be also midraise. It should be also midraise. So it's very difficult. So the shach is very difficult. Also achoke has the connotation. The chachomim made exil. Midraise, there is no bishop. But midrabonon, that's bishul mamish.
What could be better bishul than this?
To put something in hot water on fire. So it's possible, but that will be a big chiddush. That will be a big chiddush.
That according to the shach. Now again,
also achoker liklerishin shinayat shulates bay vayne shein layat shlite bay. What does it mean, Hayatsu Ledes Bey? Not burning hot. Not burning hot. But just you can't keep your fingers comfortable.
Comfortably.
But burning hot it isn't. So maybe the pshat in Yerushalmi is now the Avni Nezer, the Glital, he says he's the same person. So he says that according to Yerushalmi, when is there a chiyuv bishul midraise? He says that there is a machlekes bavli Yerushalmi on that, but I don't know whether there is necessarily machlekes. But he deduces from the Yerushalmi that according to Yerushalmi, when is there a chiyuv bishul midraise by Shabbos? Only when you are mevashel in iklerishin on fire. But if you are mevashel in iklerishin off fire, it's only bishul midrabonon. There is no bishul midraise. There is no bishul midraise. So, what does it mean? In other words, if you have, let's say, a ticket or a pot with water standing on fire, or even if it stands on the blech, that's also on fire. The fact that there is a blech covering doesn't mean that it's on fire. It's still on fire. And then you put something, you put, let's say, an egg in it, or anything. So, yachayev mishum bish, yachayev echatus. But suppose you had, a pot with water on fire. Then you took it off and you put it on the table, but it's still hot. And then you put something on Shabbos in that water that is still hot. It's still yatzeledes. But since it's on the fire, so
the Avneza says the Glital, according to Yerushalmi, you're not chayv.
He says that the Bavli is chayv. All right, but it's another question.
So Mimele, assuming that the Avneza is right, that according to Yerushalmi,
there is a chiyuv of bishul midraise only when it's
one is mevashel in iklerishin on fire.
But if one is mevashel in iklerishin of fire, there is only a nisa bishul midrabonon. So then we can explain it that way, in according to the cloud that the Chayod mentions. In other words, that there are two gdor. There is a geder of Yad Tzeledes Bey, and there is a geder of Yad Nichves Bey. Instead of using the expressions Yad Tzeledes and Yad Nichves, which are used interchangeably by different poskim, so let's use the expressions burning hot and moderately hot. Moderately hot means that you couldn't keep your finger comfortably therein, and burning hot means that which is typical of something that has been standing on fire for some time. So Mimele, it's not a difference
between being mevashel in declaration on fire or declaration of fire. What difference does it make? It's a question of degree of temperature. So in other words, so Yad Nichves Beide, the Chayodom, the Chachmas Odom discusses, is typical of declaration on fire. In other words, if something, if water has been standing on fire for a long time, and then if you put your hands there, you might even get blisters. So in other words, so
burning hot is
in other words, he couldn't keep his finger, it's moderately hot. So then it's Bishul Midrabonon, if it's moderately hot. But and when is a Bishul Midrabonon? I say if it's burning hot.
If it's burning hot.
But the Shach should have spelled it
out. The
Chin has come as a post, the Chin calls it a Shachatus. Elo b'chal chov gimul, din gimul posek rashbo, vitur ditzinu l'secham shina yatsa ledes bay, tzorach klipe. Vitzorach lima disfir lay da'af al pi shina yatsa ledes bay, mavliya ki di klipe.
V'chein yish lahachmir, afal gadim di v'shara poskim l'nirke.
Now it's possible, I don't want to say, that I'll be able to give tomorrow, after the Shabbos shir, if I'll be able to start the Shabbos shir very early, before 9:30, so I'll give another shiur on Tarumas because we have to cover ground. Sivov in the Shach.
Nofli is a ham, is a chet a ham, declaration. Oh, yeah, Fili is a tenu, is a chet a ham. Hakelosa. Vitatoi goma. Hakelosa. Hanu goma shoreit.
Because if there is no rate, so it couldn't be also the whole thing, but only kedemitila. Oy bitzli shomeg, or even without rate, if it's a dollar shomeg, v'chai gabne, mashein ki bikochush, nidas atur v'am chaber, didon, b'chol inyen kosa, because we treat everything as shomeg, because in a pekin.
Abol im kwa munach b'klirishe, b'klishein, v'chol zol emayre lo b'chein klirishe, ke miyad she yisiro meno eish manichei maheta. אבל אם כבר מונח בקלישני, והכך נהיה חיית ארץ לי, או יאולוב, אין איסה כלל, דכלישני אין איסה, כמו שנסבוי. אבל אם כבר מונח בקלישני,
דווקא אם כבר מונח בקלישני, אבל אם נהיה דבר איסה, ביקורו של היתר, הקורו צורך קליפ. So if נהיה דבר איסה, ביקורו של היתר, so הקורו צורך קליפ. In other words, why only קליפה? Is it because it's not because there is no rate, so then there should be l'chol hapoches k'dinitile. So why does he say tzorich klipe? So the pshat probably is because if it is kvo munach b'klisheini, so then it's a klisheini. So klisheini is not mavliya. But im niyar dvar isa b'koresh al heter, so then it's like iru.
It's like iru. Now here the Ramo is dealing with the Dova Gush, as the Orach HaShulchan points out. Because in Dova Lach, you couldn't say, Avol in Kvo, Ki, Chol Zol Mayor, Bekim Pishin, Yad She Yisir Mnei Ish, Manich Im Ha'eta. It's not Shayach to say, Dova Lach, Manich Im Ha'eta.
So he deals with Dova Gush. And the sheet of the Marshal is that by Dova Gush, even Klisheini is Mivash. But the Ramo is Chilek. And the Ramo holds that by Dova Gush,
so Klisheini is not Mivashal, just as by Dova Lach it's not Mivashal. Now, so Mimele, according to the Marshal, that by Dova Gush, even Klisheini is Mivashal and it has us, so certainly you. But according to the Ramo, that by Dova Gush, Klisheini is not Mivashal, doesn't Aser. So Mimele and Iru does Aser. And how does Iru Aser? Can they clip?
Now the question is this, Bishleime by Dovalach, so you have two kinds of Yeruim. You have an Yeru of Loi Nifsek HaKoluach, if there is a continuous flow, and you have an Yeru of Nifsek HaKoluach.
So we saw that the Shach said that even an Yeru of Nifsek HaKoluach, so Asas Kedeklipe. Asas Kedeklipe.
But by Dovagush, so if we don't accept the Shita of the Marshal, that by Dovagush, even Klisheni is Mevashah.
So Mimele, we have to apply the same clothing as by Dova Lach. But by Dova Lach,
So by the lach, you can have Yerushalayim nifsek akuluach. By the lagush, it's always nifsek akuluach. I mean, it's not shayach, a continuous flow in a solid food. In a liquid, you have a continuous flow. So in other words, so this is why, this is the reason as to why the Shach says, davkin kvom munach b'klesheni. Then it's mutar legamre. Now, if the klipi, it's not osim. Avol im li advaritzea b'kore shal heter. B'kore shal heter. So what is it? So it's like Iru. So it's like Iru. So Hakor et Zorich Klip. Even though the Iru in Idova Gush is definitely in Nifsak HaKeluach, but by Idova Lach Nifsak HaKeluach also has a Skidik Klipe. So maybe by Idova Gush, it also has a Skidik Klipe. V'chein imini adva heta b'kore shal Isa. Ha heta Zorich Klipe. The Havik Meir. So he says so. Kein kosa midar kemeshe. But what kind of an Iru is it? It's not Yerushalayim Nifzik HaKaluach. It's a Niro of Nifzik HaKaluach. But there are two assets. V'chei mashma midvovka. Minichom zeh itzal zeh, im shneim chamim mechem kliri shein, hakalosa. V'das mashal, b'yisa v'het ha-shalei. Davke mechem kliri shein, but chem kliri sheini. So it's muta. So it's muta. Des ramoshit. But the mashal shiti is, v'das mashal, b'yisa v'het ha-shalei. U'v'isif rei perikola abosa. So that's a big chiddush. In other words, the marshal doesn't only say it in respect to Isurim, like Abi Blie. He says it in respect to Shabbos too. In other words, according to the marshal, so Idova Gush can be mivashe b'klisheini also. Why? Because Teisa says the kasha in Shabbos in Pirkiro. Why is there a distinction between the klisheini modafshach? If it's not yatzilades, so even if it's on the fire, a klisheini, so it's not mivashe. And if it is yatzilades, so who cares whether it's a klisheini or klisheini? So Teisa gives the teretz because when you pour from the klisheini into klisheini, that in itself cools it. So al di atfanis. So Milde Mashal says that is shayach when you pour a liquid. So Mimele.
So there is a substantial cooling as a result of pouring from the klirishin into klishen. As a matter of fact, if somebody is in a hurry and he wants to drink a glass of tea, and the glass of tea is too hot to drink it, so what does he do? So he keeps on pouring from one glass into the other. So that cools it off. So in other words, so because of this mitzias, that a liquid, when you keep on pouring from a klirishin klisheini, so it cools it off, that's the reason as to why, if you poured it, and there was a cooling off process, so al-pedin, bishul is poka from it. Even though it still remained moderately hot, it still got lettuce, but since, as a result of the transfer from the klirishin to klisheini, there was a substantial cooling, so mimele, it's mufka bishul, so it's not mivashul anymore. So the mashal says, that is shayach, in a liquid, but in a davagush. So when you pick up, let's say, from the frying pan, let's say a davagush, and you just pick it with your hands and you put it up on the tray, there is no substantial cooling as a result of taking it out from the frying pan and putting it in the plate. So mimele, it's not mafkia bish. So he says, oh, veim yod lachia, rak nearly. Kim da tesis perikiro kos va tam le halik be klerishn le klesheni de klerishn kim shoma gal eya de fleis of khami u marze khami iz mam rubo in kenire da hakel tol bit fanis in kim dova gush name kim de mikre yavesh le shaya bit fanis so me mere another word he says there is a good basis for the marshal distinction ve khin kos bit savet de dova yavesh le ket fanis am karreis u mi vashleilo Kol's man sheyatzele desbe. V'chei mashma lechere b'seif sharidure b'din ezvuv uvisa v'heta kol nuzayen din gimu b'shin amodachai v'ma shekos v'shom din miro tafshil im zvuv likare v'nofal shom azvuv tchilo din neser akare kidei klip kidin cham lisech tzene. So in other words, if someone poured the tafshil into the core and then there was, let's say, and there was a zvuv in the tafshil, So the zvuv also dropped into the car, and the zvuv dropped there first. V'nofel shema zvuv t'chilo. The nesar with the first portion, with the initial portion of the soup, let's say, of the tafshil that was poured into the kare. So the zvuv also dropped into the kare. It's the neser kare ki deklip. So in other words, and it's hot. So in the mele, the kare itself was bileya from the zvuv. The zvuv is davarosa. Ki din cham lisechtene. But the kare itself is cold, and we say katoigova, but adelei ki arbola ki deklipe. So here too, until this woof cools off, so the car was able to absorb the clip from the zvuv. The chamas then shayach the zvuv ayetze minoriseach lieski klishen at kalishen uch meishe pirish marshal shom. So the question is, in other words, that means so the isav heter appears to corroborate the chidesh of the marshal. Because after all, if we say like the Ramo, that the halacha of klisheini in mevashel and doesn't tasa applies to idava gush too, so why should the zvuv? When is the zvuv? When does the zvuv asa the kare? After it falls into the kare, so it's already klisheini, so it shouldn't tasa. The answer is by idava gush. So there is no halacha of klisheini. There is no halacha of klisheini. Uch meshepirus mashal shom afal pishem atzosik sivasiyad. הרב בגילי לא יסווה את הכלל אקסיבס יד עובדי רמו שכוסף, וזה לא שני נראה לי דמיתאמיר הוא קומה נראה לי, but דרמו so דרמו couldn't accept this din couldn't agree with this din of this avetah ושיתו עושה so the car shouldn't come out but רמו does accept this din of this avetah so how does he explain it? So he say, explain it דמיתאמיר הוא קומה מאחר דעזבוב ניסריב מהתפשיל מיקרו a dying clinician, kishor iru isa ke deklipe. In other words, here, with the isa v'heter deals with the case, according to the Ramo, deals with the case where the zvuv forms a continuity of flow with that semi-liquid tafshil. You know, certain tafshilin that are not completely solid and they're not completely liquid, it's a semi-solid, semi-liquid, so then there can be a continuous flow. So Mimele, since the zvuv, if the zvuv would fall into the kare by itself, independently of the particles of the tafshil, not as part and parcel of a continuous flow of the tafshil, so then it wouldn't tasa. But here, let's say the zvuv fell, let's say the zvuv was mixed up, let's say, like with something like cereal. So the zvuv, you know, when the zvuv is in something like cereal, so it can become part of the continuous flow of the cereal if you pour the cereal, let's say, into a kare. So then it also is because it's Yerufam Eklelish. It's Yerufam Eklelish. So since there is a continuous flow, so, and this zvuv, when this zvuv comes in contact with the kare, not that this zvuv comes in contact in the kare isolated from the particles of the tafshil. If the zvuv will come in contact with the kare, isolated, in an isolated state, not as part and parcel of a continuous flow, let's say, of the tafshil, so it will not ask. מאחד הזבוב ניסרים בתפשיל מקרא דיין קלרישן כשעורירו הועיסה כדי קליפה אבל בלו איזו אין לחלק בין זבוב לשעוקר. So why does it only עשה כדי קליפה? Because that toy גבה. So ממילא, until it cools off, it can only be מבליה כדי קליפה. עד כאן לשינה, so הרב לטי מכאן. So why does the so in other words, there are more limits the din of the Isavetah to certain situations. But according to the Marshal, it is not limited only to this situation. According to Mashal, even if the zvuv will come in contact with the kare in an isolated state, not as part and parcel of a continuous flow of a tafshil, it rolls us. So, Arav l'taymi tam ba'agoye, ulil simen tzadik dalet, tziv dalet, dozul l'taymi. V'chein kosa v'teres chatos. Seif kol samachalef, sh'amine poshut kishayich limbosa shumikare, im sakin chileves, kishayich lim. Boso, shehu bikare, im sakin chileves. Now, what's the boso? So even though the boso is hot. In other words, you took a piece of boso from the pot and you put it in the plate, and it's still yatzeledes the boso, but it's niklisheni. Then you took a milchik knife and you cut that boso. So according to the Ramo, it doesn't become osa. Why?
even though the chtichas bosor in the plate is yatilades, but it's a klisheini. It's a klisheini, and klisheini doesn't ask. But according to the mashal, it would ask. Because it's a dava gush. Shaminet poshik shaykh lim bosor should be kari im sakin chaleves, then it's. Avo pashte de lishne, di sharidure u peiski manal, mashmoyim ki mashal. That way it's la aloche, so we are machmir like the shit is mashal. But we are machmir only misveike, not bitiras vadai. In other words, if we'll have another suffix, so then we can be mitzarev it as a svek sveike. So in other words, it's a machlokes between the Ramo and the Mashal as to whether we apply the halacha of klisheini to a dova gush. So according to Ramo, so whenever it's mentioned in Nisav Heter or in other poskim that the Dova Gush that falls into a kare, it has the kare, must be applied to a case where the Dova Gush did not come in contact with the kare in an isolated state, but when it came in contact with the kare as part and parcel of a nil. Alright. So even though the Shach is disposed towards the Shite of the Mashal, but he doesn't pasken b'tiras vada. He still says Zorchi, in other words, it's a Sofik. Whether the Aloch is like the Mashal or like the Ramon. Niu vada I be'ires v'deich imu tzolo v'nishpach kirin reite. Nire de Yeshlismei Chadivri Yorah V'chei Mashma B'Yisav Hetashon V'davke B'Dovo Yovish L'Shayach L'Sheini. In other words, suppose something like cereal Tzolu V'Nishpach Kein Reiti, a semi-solid, semi-liquid state. So then he says in such a case, so he couldn't apply the Aloche of the Mashal. The Mashal Svorei Shayach when it's a complete salad. So then we say, since it's a complete salad, in view of the fact that in a complete salad, in a dova gush, so there are no tfani samkara rays, so mele, the din bishl is not poka as a result of an eichel being dropped from the klerishin klesheni, only in a liquid. So then the etzem pouring from the klerishin and the klesheni has a substantial cooling effect. But in the Dova Gush, it practically has no cooling effect, the transfer from the Klerishin to the Klesheni. But suppose it's in a semi-solid, semi-liquid form, so then it does have. When you pour, let's say, if you boil cereal, let's say, in a pan, and then you pour it into the plate, so the pouring of cereal, which is semi-solid, semi-liquid, also has a substantial cooling effect. So in Mele, we should apply the aloche of klisheini. But if it drops as part and parcel of a continuous flow, so then it has to be oser on the basis of viru. But on the basis of viru, so it's only kliklipe. Mashenken, if we were to apply the aloche of the mashal, so then it would be it was a bikulo, because even klisheini as a bikulo. V'chei mashmi yisavet Hashem, the davki b'dova yovish lishayach klisheini, because there is no tfani samkareres. V'ulai gam mashal ikom arelabeires v'deichen sheinum tzlulim. In other words, maybe even the mashal wouldn't apply it to a semi-solid thing, but the mashal mentions it in connection with eres and deichen, rice and millet. But so the answer is the mashal maybe might have reference to a eres and deichen that is completely solid state, not eres and deichen that is semi-solid, semi-liquid. V'chim mashma midvorov anshon va'abach kosav gamkim bo zesvores milibay ve'inu mechoches va'anira lifiyani yezdaiti kosavti v'imayecho tzinen ha'heta tzorich klip. So he says, "Memeachot tzeinen ha'eta tzorach klipe b'mokim shenob." So if the two things, the two solid ochlim,
are in contact adjacently, not one on top of the other. So then, if one is seinen, so the head there requires clip.
Ubosa uvino shenogu zebize, zeze, veyachod mem seinen, shneim tzrede clip.
So you have to be killed from the cheese, you have to be killed from the boss.
וכי משהו מביסה ואתה שם, הוא פושט. הוא משל כוסה ביסה ואתה שלי, הוא ביסיף בפרק על הבוסו, סיף סימן עין, דימויס החם, נראה פושט לדברי הסמך, שמחלית מחי מאי, למליחה, שכולו יוסף. ואני תעמוד, הרי הסמך כוסה ביסיף דבורו, בפרק המחטוס, אמרים לו, חתיכה בחתיכה, רוקי ברוקי, אפס מכיל.
So, תאימה דמי שני מחם לזה חם, דמיצה, that's the lotion of the smack.
ושמה יש לימה, הוסם גבי חם, מהירה זה על גבי זה. והוסם גבי רוקיק, מהירה בזה בצד זה.
So that word, so that's the קשי. הוא מביא עמוד אחרי פרק על בוסה. העומד אפילו בשניהם חמים, מטה בקליפה. וכן הביאו איסה והטה שם. הוא משל גופה בזה.
So that word, so there is a stir. So the Shach mentions a stir between two smacks.
In one smack, the one smack says that if you have two eichlin,
and both are hot, they are adjacent to each other,
so then... It, the whole thing becomes osir.
And in another smack it says, when does the whole thing become osir? Only if one lies on top of the other.
So there is more pressure, so because of that pressure, there is bliya b'chule. Mashein kein, if there is, they just
are in contact adjacently, so then, even though both are chamim,
so it's only mavliya k'de klipe. In other words, so there is a stira between two smacks. איסא שאיניחי בכלי הטא אוי להפך אמרינם בי גם כן דין תתוי גובה מי בייסך תכס נראו איזה הלוכה אוף תתוי גובה
does not only apply to a case of two אוכלים one on top of the other so if the bottom one is hot so he's saying the long one everything will be hot so merely you have to treat it as if both are hot and if the bottom one is cold so he's saying after a few moments
so everything is cold so it's only מבליה כדי קליפה. So the same aloha applies to a neichel and a kele. In other words, if you put a hot neichel on top of a cold kele, so it can only be mavliya k'di klipi. This is what the Ramos says. But the mashal is chelik. The mashal shite is
that
when do we say tatoi govah only in connection with two neichelim, but in connection with a neichel and a kele, we do not say tatoi govah. איסא שהניחה בכלי יתר, זה דעסו איסא ויתר, וכן כוס ורש בו בחידושו, וזה לשני, וסבורס, הוימרים, דיקורו שמולר בו בוסו, אחר הדוחץ, in the sea we discuss the very ישיטס, לשנים, when we learn וילחס מליחה, סימן סמכתס, so there are many ישיטס, the Rashbo himself mentioned several ישיטס, so the prevailing shita is that koro shemola bo boso achara doche, so the kare is considered tzinenis even though it was bileya moliach,
so still achara doche, once you rinse it, it's considered tzinen. That's the prevailing shita.
So he says, the Rashba says, if it's for us, so even the koro shemola bo boso achara doche tzinenis inosam bo boso isayach sagali biklipe being. So suppose you took a hot piece of meat and you put it on a kele that has a bli of through meliche. In other words, a kele in which boso was salted. Anything was salted, it doesn't have to be boso. Something was salted. And you, in that kele that has a bli al hidei resichas hamelech, so you placed a hot piece of boso. In nosam bo boso iseyach, so sagali biklipe, bein beriseyach noguf, bein beriseyach lach, dicham lisich seinen, tatoi gova, uviklipe sage. So that was the Rashba applies the aloha tatoi gova ligabe, an eichel that is placed upon a kele. וכן כוסו רבי סינו בלטייסוס, עד כאן השם. ומשל, פרק ידע נושם. But the mashal shita is that a toy govah can only be applied to a case of two ochlin.
one on top of the other, so you so tatoigova. But neichel and keilo, we don't say tatoigo. So a neichel, if a neichel, so because of the pressure of one neichel on top of the other, so if the bottom one is cold, so that cools off the top one. If the bottom one is hot, so because of the pressure, so it warms up the top one. Mashein kein neichel and keilo. So there is no union of tatoigo. Umashal pegid anoshe sipsimin sam echolak al ze. Vizalishen. It's a washel mashal. Nina beimid leser ha'is for a klal. In other words, that we should apply tatoigo var to eneichol nekeil. Miachas sheyichachtim mikol agdelim disfir leid bikoshi basyeimo uiseres dovacham biloi reitim. Miachas sheyim bo pleito migufo. This is the deem that the Ramo mentioned here. So that the Ramo mentions that the Ramo mentions in the Agoya and Siv Zayin, V'chol ze bebeisach tiches, avol kli shebol ha'iseh, iseh heta shenegea ve'yafilu b'iseh she'inishan. So the Mashal says, ma'acha shechachtim kol agdilin disvirei, dimkor shebaseimo, u'iseh rezdo v'cham b'lo yiritev, ma'acha she'in bo pleito migei gufo, פליטו מגופו, ממילא לשייך נאמר למימא גבי קארי או יקאף, היא לא יגובה את התואר יגובה. כי אם בשני מיני היכלים, שטיבים לי יש חם וקאר, מה שאין כן כלי שאיני טבע בכך, אם כן חם שאצלי, מפלי איתו בליה. So in other words, so the משל שיטי is, that if a נאיכל חם will be placed upon a cold כלא, and the cold כלא has a בלי אוויסר, and let's assume that the בלי אוויסר is coextensive with the whole kele. It's not limited, it's not confined just to the clipper of the kele. So then the hot eichel will be able to be mafli to extract the whole bli asisa, even beyond the clipper of the kele. If the kele itself has a bli in the whole kele, not just in the clipper. So אם כן חם שעת למפלה בלייו, אם כן כל זמן שהוא חם, שיעצו לדס בי, הוא סרס, וגם נסחו מגוף איסה, בכלי, היכה דלה כשישים, לפי מי דקיימו לו נחים עצמי, וחים הבישו, הכל בשישים, עד כאן לשם. ובשעה ספר, תס דבר שאל שיטה. In other words, so what's the משל שיטה? משל שיטה is that תתוי גובה can only apply to a case of two אוכלים, one on top of the other. So because of the pressure of one on top of the other, so then it's a toigova. But if it's an eichel and a kele, we don't say takoigova. And even if the kele is cold, but the eichel is hot, so then the hot eichel has the capacity of being mafleet the whole bli asiser of the kele, even beyond the klipe of the kele. Uvishas pekal kesiteli, gabinot af meretvim. So from the sugya in Psochim, it's not mashma like the mashal. V'och emuchach le'edi b'teis v'spirikol ha'bosor. V'yorosh l'shom. Gav mashikos avdidogim sholu b'kari shol bosor. V'yachod melcham. Dibir mandoma v'lo yigova b'yir mandoma tato yigova. Klipem riboy. Ad kar l'sheni. In other words, because that's in connection with aloch of nat banat. So there is a shite sarishenim that we only dogim sholu b'kari shol bosor. But dogim shol b'kora shol boso. But if it's mizbashel negdeo shol boso, then we don't say nadbonat is muta. So from that rosh, it's mashma that we say. So the rosh and teisves, they say beinu mandoma lo yigova, beinu mandoma tato yigova, klipe me yiboy. But over there we are dealing with the case of a kele. So with the neichel and kele, not two ochlim. So we see that the toigov, according to the Rosh and Teisves, applies even to a neichel and kele.
Mashba dafil bichli amrin at toigov. Bchin dasori. Rabbi Peretz ba'goy istashbat simin shemtes. Bchin kosef shari dure. B'seifa seifa b'dini zvuv. Bchin dasa b'siyosef b'sof simin tzadidalet. Or that the Indian of his roof. So in other words, so we say Tatoi Govar, and it's only Belea Kiliklipe. Why? Because the Kele, where the roof dropped, the Kare, where the roof fell, is cold. But according to Mashal, it doesn't matter. As long as the roof is hot, even though the Kare
is cold, so he should be capable of being mavliya, the zvuv, into the whole kele, not just into the klipe, not only into the klipe of the kele. וכן דאס אבס יוסס אפסים סדד אלו וסדד היי והרב והחיינים גם הרש בו בחידושו ויסב היתה הכלל המדבו והרב גופה ינה מספיר ללוחה וכלי איסה דו בחם בלרעיתה אלו ודע אלי תולה בו אחם מידה דיני ידי איסה דו בחם בלרעיתה היינה היכה ששני הם חמים או יתחת לחם you see the marshal mentions just as we say that it דו בחם that it דו בחם So is nivra in the kele. Below reitev. So mimele even if the kele is seinen. So it's also nivra bikulo. So he says no. Hayne yichas shneim cham metach cham leesak nitile u'don kulei in hamiloeli cham leesak niklipe laafukim loy yisered reitev loyitzorch loyitilo loy klipe u'mashal shetolo zebaze liyadati. מיילן זה לזה, גם תמועה ניולוף, דוי הוא גופי פוסק בפירי כל הבוסור, שום, דמנוסן ריטי הגומו, כריטיף, ריטי הרביקורו של מול הרבו בוסור, סגה בשישי נגד קליפוס. So suppose he poured ריטיף, הצופ, עם ניקרה של מול הרבו בוסור. So that קרה, has it בלי אוויסה. Has it בלי אוויסה. היא סגה בשישי. Neged kliposo. So if the soup has 60 measures, neged the klipa of the kele, so then the soup is muta. So that means that the mashal is assuming that in as much as the soup was poured into a kale that is cold, so mimele we say tatoi goba. So there can only be klipe until it cools off, until the soup cools off. So within that moment, only kliklipe can be niflet. Kliklipe can be niflet. So not anymore. So it's a raya. So that's inconsistent with the sheet of the mashal. But we could say that the reason is why the mashal says over there, "Im nosan riteach gomo kireite riteach," because shemola bugoso. So if there is 60 measures in the soup. Neged the klipa of the kele, so then the soup is muter because it will be mevatel. The plate from the kele, from the kare, is because see how was the kare beleya?
The kare was beleya through melich,
but melich harei kriseach. So it's only mavliya kede klipe. So that's the reason as to why if there is shishi neged the klipe. So mimele becomes bottle because there is only blia kide klipe, but in the case where the kele has a blia bikule, then the hot soup could be mafrit the whole thing. So what kind of hysteria is there? So the shach says. So what are you going to say? The reason is why we don't require shishim neged kulo, only shishim neged klipe, because this kare was beleya through meliche, and meliya harei kreseach, so it can only be beleya kere klipe. So he says, no, we cannot say that. The osvirli hosam b'simen ha'imvov, the chola kli nesa b'imliche. So because the marshal says in simen ha'imvov, the chola kli nesa b'imliche. Why does the whole kele, in other words, if you are meleach boso in a kele, so then the whole kele becomes osa. But how, why should the whole kele become osa? Only the klipe of the kele should become osa, not the whole kele. So apparently the marshal paskins that today that we are not pkin, so we treat everything as a dovo shomei. And by dovo shomei, so meliach harei kereseach is mavliya bikulei. So that's the reason as to why the marshal in Simen HaYivov there in Yam Sheshleimei says the chol akli nesa b'mlichei. That if you are meleach bosor in the kele, so then the whole kele is osa, because we treat everything as a davar shomei. So here too, In this case, where Mosan Reitea Gomo Kirete Pretea Bikorosh Mola Boboso. So, Mimele, since we treat everything today, every boso, every portion of boso as a davashomei, so Mimele, Maliah Reteach is Mavliah Bikulei. So then, if we don't say Tatoigova, so Mimele, it should be, so the Reitev Cham should be capable of extracting the whole Blie. So we should need, and we don't know how much Blie there is, so then we should need Shishim Neged the whole Kele, not just Shishim Neged the Klippe of the Kele.
Neged the Klippe of the Kele?
So that means that the Marshal is Seiser himself. But the Primigodim points out that there is no Stire. You see, there is no Stire in the Marshal, the Primigodim says. Because the reason as to why the Marshal says in Perikol Abosso, in Nosan Ritea Gomo, Kiretiv Ritea Bikor, Shemolach Boboso, Sage Bishishim Neged Kliposo, is not because the Marshal applies here the concept of Tatoi Govar. No, Tatoi Govar we don't apply to Ikele. In other words, an Eichel that is hot when it's placed on a cold Kele is capable of extracting the whole Blia Sisa from the Kele, even beyond the Klippe of the Kele. But the reason as to why if there is Shishim Neged the Klippe of the Kele, so the soup is Mutea, because originally, when the Kele became a Nosadike Kele, how did it become Nosadike Kele? By absorbing dam from the Boso, from Liche. So it was only able to absorb in the Klippe of the Kele. So now when he pours hot soup, so that can be Maflit, only the Blia Sisa that there is, and that's the maximum of the Blia Sisa that became Nivla in the Kele, only to the Klippe. So if the soup is large enough, it has 60 measures, neged the Klippe of the Kele, so it's Mutea, because true that it can be Maflit everything, but everything is only to the Klippe. Because originally, when it absorbed, it only absorbed directly. Also, but then you ask, but the Marshal says in Simen Ha'Vov, the Cholak Lines Abim Liche. So the Primigodim points out, there the Marshal has reference to a case that is discussed in Simen Samachtes. Oh, now, in Simen Samachtes, Sif Chof. So there we have the two shittas, the shita of Rashi and the shita of Teisves. Posa shenim lach vishor kidim liche, vinosnu ahakar bichli bilay adoche, vinismale mitzia, muta. Ufize, posa shenofa lesechtzir, ayitzva posa shenofa liche, muta. So then, that's the Jewish Rashi. And then, the Ramos says, v'yesh esri, Teisves v'rosh. So in other words, so the Marshal in Simen Ha'Vov, it deals with the case where Echtichas Boso that stayed in salt for 80 minutes, 24 minutes, the Shio meal. So it was already muffly the whole dam. And then without washing it off, the salt, so he put it in the Kele and it stayed overnight. So that Boso that was on the salting board for Shio meal and without being washed off, so then he put it in the Kele, in the Klisheinim in Ukev, and overnight it stayed in that Kele, that Boso with all the Melech. So according to Rashi, so even, and then in the morning we saw there is a lot of Tzia. So in other words, so that means that the Boso with the Melech was soaked in Tzia, so it should become Osea. So Rashi says it's not Osea. Why? Because that, it does not have a din of Tzia. That's like Mayim, it's male Baalme. But there is a Shite that a Chelik. And the Marshal discusses that Shite, who Asa. In other words, so they are Chelik on Rashi, and they hold that Tzir is Tzir. So Mimele, there it becomes also Bichulei because it's Kovush B'Tzir. Because the Marshal there discusses the Shite of Sheinim, who are Chelik on Rashi. So according to them, it was Kovush B'Tzir overnight. So Mimele becomes Osea completely. Mashenkin, where it wasn't Kovish Bitzir, but it was just Nimlach. So then it has to become Osea on the basis of Moliach Harei Kereseach. If it has become Osea on the basis of Moliach Harei Kereseach, it only absorbed Kede Klippe. So Mimele, when a little later you pour hot soup into that Kare,
So true that the hot soup is capable of being peeled, all the Blias Yisrael that there is, but the whole Blias Yisrael is only Kedei Klipa at the very outset. So, but the Raya of the Mashach was since in Siman Aleph Vav, he says that that the whole Kehilah becomes Oser. So we see that the Marshal holds that today we have to consider everything as a Dovah Shomim. No, so the Primi Kodim says no. The Marshal doesn't agree with the Psak of the Ramo that today we have to treat everything as a Dovah Shomim. So Memele, only if it is established as a Dovah Shomim, but if it's not a Dovah Shomim, so then it only asks the klipe. So Mimele, when you pour hot soup in it, so it's true, it's mavlia, the whole blie, but the whole blie is not more than a klipe.
Right. Yerach osu la'aretz, mishum dehevel ele menanei ele mail, kein mucha chatam ha'araye shehivi ha'modachai, peri kol abosu. Now, So
those who say that it's Osea, so base it upon the fact that Nitzik, because Nitzik is Chiba. So in other words, so we have a aloche that Nitzik is Chiba ligabi Tume, Nitzik is Chiba ligabi Yainesech. In other words, let's say, suppose a goy is drinking Ikeshal Yain, and he has before him Ikeshal Yain, so that's Yain Esech, and there is a little bit of wine left in the course, then a Jew will pour from a bottle wine. So, but there is a little bit at the bottom of the course, there is a little bit of Yain. So when the Jew pours from a Chovies into that course that has a little bit of Yain Esech at the bottom, so all the Yain in the bottle from which the Jew pours into the course becomes Osa. Even though, I mean, the yain in the bottle did not come in contact with the drops of yain esach that is at the bottom of the course, because nitzik. So nitzik is a chibo. So memele, there is a shite that just as nitzik is a chibo ligabi yain esach, so nitzik is also a chibo. Nitzik is also a chibo ligabe bliasiser. So memele also laareis miklishin ish beshumen kosher lineo deleichin ish bechilev shumen iser, because of the chibo of nitzik. But the evidin lochush, why? For a simple reason. Chibo is important in yainesach, because yainesach the aloch is, if it was touched by nivit kechovim, so it becomes osa. Masheim came here by surim. So just so true there is chibo, but there couldn't be any blias iser. There couldn't be any blias iser in the kele that has the shumen kosher, just because there is chibo for the neiradik. Oh, also haris mishim dahevel ilem and ani lemayo kein vuchachatam araya sheiv amod yerach shetzolei begidei o yichtiras iser shetzolei yichtiras eter vinoga zebaze. צורך להוסיר כדי נטילה סוביב הגית וכן מנחתיך מוקים שנוגע בכתיר הסיסה ירח שצולה פירש נשם נשאו גיד איסה מדרבנו וכדלי על סימן סמכי וסימן קוף דילי קוף אישו גיד אין נתקז ואהו מכי נסבו ישו והרב בתרס חטוס סייף כבר למצעין כוסף וירח שניצלה נשם נשאו גיד צורך קליפה, because they are two shittes of a shade. Now, if Yerach is nitzlim sham nishal gid, does it require klipe only, or it requires nitile? So the Ramo in Teras Chata says that it requires nitile. It requires nitile. So he says, I'm sorry, that it requires only klipe, not nitile. So, but here the Mechaba says that Yerach shetzoli begid, uchtirasi shetom tesetea, so it's not in line with the psak of the Ramo, but the Ramo here should make a comment, and he doesn't make a comment, so that means that he agrees with the psak of the Mechaber. So he says his own psak in Teres Chatos
וצורך לאימא ולאו דווקא נוקעת ואלוהי נוחנמד בוי ניטיל.
In other words, that even though the Rashach says, even though the Ramor says Tzorich Klipe, but he really means because there is a Machlekes Rashim, there is one day that Klipe, and there is one day Nitile. So the Ramor, in order not to involve himself in the Machlekes, so he says Tzorich Klipe, he says Tzorich Lechola Poches Klipe. I mean, that's a little bit kulam. But according to some Rishenim, it's Tzorich Nitile. So there is not concerned with this question, so but he just mentions it agavuche. So memele he mentions klipe because that's considered by everybody. But in a chaname according to his psak, so we need kli nitile. The lav davke no kato in a chaname boi nitile. Umpnikach so some kan kli machabat is the reason why he didn't make any kam. Iname kan lav davke. So the first question in the shach is that where is he midayik? The mechamo is midayik here. See, even though here he is silent, so that means that the Ramo agrees with the Psak of the Machada that Yerach Shenitzleim im Shamnei, so it asers kedei nitile. And the reason is why over there in Teres Chatos he says kedei klipe, because over there he doesn't want to mention a controversial thing. So in other words, so he mentions klipe because klipe the chol apoches klipe al libe dekulam. The second loshon is no kan lav davki, but he really paskins that you only have to be kelim. Mir heine likadin. Avol fi aminek da sarav. Ibi mokim shin hefset. Now, why is it that there is a machlekes as to whether yerach shenitzle begidei. I mean, yerach shetzoli that yerach shenitzle im shamni shal gid. Whether it's tzorech klipe or tzorech nitile. Because the rosh mentions 2 days Rishenim. Ligabi, 2 days Rishenim, Ligabi Tzli, and Ligabi Meliche. So there is a Machlekes Rishenim, there is a Shittes Rishenim, that both Meliche and Tzli, Asa, if it's not in the Rosh Hashanah, they Asa Kidei Nitile, Meliche too. And then there is a Shittes Rishenim, that both Meliche and Tzli, Asa Kidei Klipe, even Tzli only Asa Kidei Klipe. So the Rosh says, the Rosh says that we should be cheshish lehachmia be the raise and to be matzrich by tzli kidei nitil. But there is a shittes rishenim that it's only asas kidei klipe, not kidei nitile, even by tzli. But the Rosh says that nochin lehachmia be the raise. Some poskim say, since the only reason as to why the Rosh says that